Blog Talk Radio.
Reality in our life through our knowledge of Jesus Christ. Didn't say knowing about him, about knowing him. That's why three times in this little epistle, 2 Peter, Peter challenges us to grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's even how he ends the book. Grow in the knowledge. And the more we grow in the knowledge of who Jesus is, grow in our knowledge of walking with him and having our life intertwined with him, the more we experience the everythings for our life. This resurrection business. Near the end of his life, you remember Paul expresses his desire, oh, that I might know him. And wouldn't we have said to Paul, Paul, you've walked with the Lord these several decades. You don't know him? I know him, but I want to know him more. That needs to be the thing within us, that we want to know him more. And I believe part of knowing Jesus, part of knowing Jesus is the realization that God has high, exceedingly high hopes, expectations, aspirations for us. It says he has called us to glory and excellence. And a lot of times we want to play sort of the humble game, say, oh, well, that's not me. I'm just a little humble old me. But God wants a little humble old me to live in glory and excellence. And see, this is you and me he's talking about. Not some ethereal, otherworldly creatures. Just plain, old, everyday you and me that are called to glory and excellence. And if I might say, it's an impossible thing. You see, we might say, well, it's hard. That's hard. But listen, God doesn't ask us to do hard things. As I've said here before, God only asks us to do the impossible. He only asks us to do the impossible. See, because if it was hard, we would work at it and we'd maybe even get pretty good and we'd get so proud. Look what I did for God. And that person will hear that day before the entrance into the holy city, I never knew you. You see, to know him. Not about, to know him. But along with this absolutely impossible call comes the provision for the realization of that call. And what is it? The participation in the divine nature. Participation in the divine nature. Did you hear that? It says, whereby he's granted us his precious promises that we would be partakers of divine nature. When we were born the first time, we became partakers of our parents' natural nature. When we are born again the second time, we become partakers of the divine nature, of the nature of God. I mean, God built us into his creation, right? Everything produces after its own kind, even God. So this is going to take a little work in our heads, I believe, to come to a place to realize that what God said about us is what God means about us, that we are his sons. Not just something he says, but a reality that he brings about within us. The Bible says if any man is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. A new creation. And we are, who are born again, who have Christ living within us. Our new creations in Christ. No longer servants, no longer friends, but brothers. And all this because Jesus is no longer dead but alive. And alive forevermore. And what did Jesus promise? Because I live, you live as well. You live as well. So we are those who share the very being of God. Since the resurrection of Jesus. God lives in us, and we live in him. Don't we confess with Paul in the book of Galatians, it is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in this body. We are, as Paul writes, vessels in which the living God abides. The more common popular phrase is jars of clay. Jars of clay. We are merely the vessel in which the living God abides. Remember, Jesus promised that back in John 14, that those of us who love him, who have received his life. He said, the Father and I will come and make our abode in you. See, what a wonder. What a wonder. I mean, it's the kind of thing that should make us do cartwheels, even if you can't. Somehow I think we have missed the impact of resurrection because it's sort of lost in bunnies and eggs, which have nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus. Even the very word we use, Easter, which I don't use it very hardly, relates back to the egg, which relates back to Astarte, or we call her Diana. She's the goddess of heaven, the fertility goddess. Not about Jesus. And so, that's why we've been emphasizing it's resurrection, the celebration of the resurrection. But it has nothing to do with Christ. But that, I think, is the obvious part. The part that is not so obvious to us is our sometimes religious fervor to overcome sin and lust and flesh in the world, and we work at an impossible task. And we will forever be frustrated. And I think all of us know this, because the harder you work at it, the worse it gets.